past the hour.
Your sector receives the Family Tech Show.
Tone ends at 0620.
You're listening to the Family Tech Show, featuring the smart family. There's Victoria.
You want thingamabobs? I got 20.
And the little one is Jennifer.
It's our problem three.
Your hosts for the Family Tech Show.
Coming up this hour on the Family Tech Show, new energy saves money and landfill space. Watch your email box for this bogus message. We have Farzine from Hyper Office and another t-shirt winner.
Give us a call, 1-866-99-FAMILY. That's 1-866-993-2645. Or send us an email, radio@familytechshow.com. We also take your quick question or comment by instant message. That's Smart Vic Radio. That works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, and Google iTalk.
This portion of the show is brought to you today by 10quicksteps.com. They have a lot of great guides over there to help you get stuff done in your life. Want to make a perfect backup of your computer? Want to set up your own home network? Want to transfer all those old VHS tapes to DVD? Well, there are guides here that will help you do that. It's also the home of Will Wheaton's Just a Geek audiobook that's available by MP3 download or as a 9-CD set read by Will himself. It's a great listen. And but don't listen to it around the kids because there are some language issues. You can only get that and the other guides I've mentioned plus so many more at 10quicksteps.com. California has introduced a bill to require manufacturers to phase out the use of hazardous materials in making things like cell phones, iPods, and other electronic devices. This would apply to any electronic or battery-operated device. They already have a requirement of manufacturers of video displays to phase out the use of toxic materials in those. So they're just taking this a step further. They're worried about keeping these things out of the landfill. And they said that the requirement would be by 2008 in devices sold in California that these toxic materials would have to be out of the electronic devices. They said that about 70% of toxic heavy metals found in landfills come from electronic products. These include lead, cadmium, chromium, and mercury.
Cadmium.
And they said that these toxic substances can damage your nervous system, your kidneys, and reproductive systems. And some of the metals contain carcinogens. And of course, when you throw these things into the landfill, the materials leach into the groundwater, which then can get into all kinds of things, from the water that you drink to the vegetables that you eat. It can get into the grass, and the cows can eat the grass, and there are just all kinds of ways.
And then you drink the milk.
You drink the milk, or you eat the
cheese.
Beef.
Or the cheese.
Right. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways that once something is in the ground that it can come back to harm you. So we'll see how they do with enforcement on this. It's just a bill now, so it's not a law. But we'll bring you more information on that. Of course, California is always at the forefront of these kinds of things. And then other states get involved and try to come up with the same kind of programs. There are some organizations out there that are helping with battery recycling. It's now illegal in California for you to throw batteries away.
I knew that.
Yes. So Kragen Auto Parts and Best Buy, Home Depot, Lowe's, Office Depot, Radio Shack, Sears, and Target are all part of a recycling program that's run in conjunction with the nonprofit Rechargeable Battery Recycling Corporation. And so they all have drop-off boxes where you can recycle rechargeable batteries from things like mobile phones, laptops, cameras, power tools, cordless phones, and other electronic devices. Now, that's once they've outlived their usefulness, because batteries, rechargeable batteries have a certain lifespan.
Right.
And I've noticed this most with cordless phones. They seem to run out faster, I think, than other devices. And, you know, once you replace the battery, you have to, what do you do with the old one? I stick it in a drawer, basically, forever. And then when I move, I move it along with me. No, I do have a bag of batteries, all the batteries that we throw away. And so I add that to them. And our community actually offers a drop-off for what they called household hazardous waste, things like paint and batteries, and other things that you wouldn't want, fluorescent tubes, other things that you wouldn't want to put in the garbage and that you are now not allowed to, some of those things put into the garbage. And so we drop those things off periodically when the bag gets too heavy. But now you can drop off these rechargeable batteries at any of these locations, which is an excellent service, and we're glad that they're doing it. There's a new energy source in town. It's your dog.
What?
No, we're not talking about putting Fido on a treadmill to power your house.
No,
although that might be a good idea.
No, you mean Max, because Max is the most popular dog name.
Right.
And Molly is the second most popular dog.
Okay, so we're not talking about putting Max and Molly on a treadmill. Although it might be a good idea if they're a little bit overweight and they don't get enough exercise. That's probably not the best way to power your home. In the Bay Area, they have decided that every bit of trash is going to be out of the landfills by the year 2020. So they're looking at all kind. I guess they're just going to do away with landfills. They're looking at how they can, what they can do with all the different things that people throw in the trash. And one of the ones they're looking at is animal waste. Yes, we're talking about poop again. Last week we mentioned that tiger poop is a good repellent for your garden, for keeping out things like rabbits and deer and kangaroos, because they have it in Australia. So San Francisco has become the first city in the country to consider turning dog poop into methane, which can be used to heat homes, cook meals, and generate electricity. And they say that it's actually not really going to work out that you're going to be able to power your whole house unless you have a whole slew of dogs with dog poop. I guess if you did a combination of green waste, your grass clippings, dog poop, which you're not allowed to put in your green waste, by the way, because of bacteria, food garbage, all those things, you could put in a methane burner and you could conceivably power your house. There's going to be all kinds of issues about smell, about bacteria, and things like that. But they said there are a lot of bugs to work out, a lot of steps, a lot of costs to be figured out. But they're beginning to talk to the city of San Francisco and see what they can do with that. They said animal waste makes up nearly 4% of San Francisco's residential waste. And also they get a lot of it in parks, of course. You know, people walking their dogs in parks. And American dogs and cats produce 10 million tons of waste a year, and nobody knows where it's going. Basically, it's going into the landfills. So they're worried about it because people put it in plastic bags. It goes to the landfill, and guess what? When you put something in a plastic bag, it doesn't break down.
Huh.
So it stays there in a little plastic bag forever. I mean, it gets hard. You know, it turns into a little hard things. But it's not supposed to go in the composter because, as I mentioned, because of the bacteria. So they're looking at different ways, and hopefully they're actually placing special bags and carts in some of the parks specifically to collect the dog waste, and then they're going to be testing it, and they're going to be using it for creating methane, and then they'll be able to power things with it, starting with the city, you know, not for homes, but for the city. Still to come on the Family Tech Show, Jennifer has a Kids Web of the Week. And you can send us an email. Why not? radio@familytechshow.com. You're listening to the Family Tech Show.
Stay tuned. Reloaded is a fun-filled movie for the whole family. It's about Maggie Peyton, played by Lindsay Lohan, and how she meets up with Herbie and he changes her life. Maggie has just graduated from college, the first in her NASCAR racing family to do so. Her dad, Ray, played by Michael Keaton, couldn't be more proud. He lets her pick out a car for her graduation from the junkyard, and that's where we meet Herbie. Herbie helps Maggie find her old friend Kevin from high school, played by Justin Long, and then Junkyard Herbie starts a new life with these new friends. Herbie does all kinds of tricks, gets a couple of makeovers, and does a lot of racing. Maggie and her family learn some important lessons about each other and their dreams, thanks to Herbie. Visit www.herbiefullyloaded.com and check out Herbie Fully Loaded now on Disney DVD.
Whether for my family or my business, I'm always looking for the best value for the money. GoDaddy.com has deals that just can't be beat.
Here are some of the free extras you get with every domain name registration. Quick Block, hosting with website builder, complete email, starter web page, domain and email forwarding, and more.
Plus, as a Family Tech Show listener, enter code FAMILY1, that's FAMILY, and the number 1 when you check out, and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Hi, I'm Jennifer Smart. Like most kids my age, I'm 8. I have a lot of stuffed animals. But the one that's most special to me is the one my daddy gave me from Vermont Teddy Bear. Vermont Teddy Bear has many different bears to choose from. For all occasions or just for fun. I'm sure you can find one for someone special in your life. They come with chocolate, too. Maybe daddy should get one for mommy. For more information, visit www.vermontteddybear.com.
We're talking to Captain Mark Johnson of the Florida Keys, pro fisherman and bullfrog user.
Well, I tell you, down here the sun is really intense. You need a sunblock that's seriously waterproof, sweatproof, and lasts all day.
What's your favorite?
The Bullfrog Quick Gel. SPF 36, dries really fast and doesn't goop up in your hands. It doesn't run in your eyes when you sweat.
Ah.
Quick Gel even comes in a spray.
Thanks. Good luck, Captain.
Come and see us. The fish are waiting.
No ordinary sunblock can deliver the all-day waterproof protection of Bullfrog. It's the ultimate waterproof sunblock. Use as directed.
In every public library in America, there's a section of do-it-yourself books. Here you'll find how-tos on just about every subject you can imagine. From wiring your own house, to building your own helicopter, to making your own lip gloss. But Allstate knows that there are some things you may not be comfortable doing without some help. That's why every one of Allstate's exclusive agents goes through an extensive education program. They're licensed by the state they practice in, and they don't just learn about auto insurance, but home insurance, life insurance, and many other ways to help protect you and your world. Insurance is a profession, not a hobby. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
To get connected with a licensed insurance professional near you, visit your local Allstate agent, call 1-800-ALLSTATE, or click on allstate.com. Insurance subject to availability and qualifications. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Life Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, pass me the joint.
Turn the music up. Another 40-minute
music. Hey, pass me the joint.
Aw, man, is that a cop car behind us?
Nah, that's an ice cream truck.
Another 40-minute music.
Hey, pass me the joint. Hey, watch out!
Marijuana can slow your reaction time. Marijuana, harmless?
Facts, the anti-drug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm checking email, listening to iTunes, designing a brochure. I'm a busy man.
Oh, never mind. I was going to ask you to print out that invoice, but it'll take you forever to sift through all those windows.
On its way to the printer now.
How did you do that?
I'm using VertSpace. All my windows are spread out over an area that can be up to 100 times the size of my monitor.
Cool. Where can I get it?
VertSpace.com. VirtSpace.com.
I can't wait to expand my workspace with VertSpace.
And I can't wait till you can find your own invoice.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. When I'm not at the swamp, I'm listening to The Family Tech Show.
There are no chickens or pigs running around our stage. Sometimes it smells like it. Keep your freshener handy. We're returning to The Family Tech Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Dusso from iRobot, and you're listening to the Family Tech Show.
How do people get a hold of us?
Give us a call, 1-866-99-FAMILY. That's 1-866-993-2645. Or send us an email, radio@familytechshow.com. We also take your quick question or comment by instant message. That's SmartVic Radio. That works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, and Google iTalk.
Thank you very much. And I have to thank Grandpa Clever. I knew he would do it.
Yes.
He's giving me a little geography lesson. The distance between London and Beijing is only 5,089 miles. And he said that you can find that information and much more at www.aglobalworld.com. Also, between L.A. and Beijing, 6,255 miles. Just so you know how close we are to China. And did you know that it's 25,000 miles around, all the way around the world?
No.
Well, now you know. Thank you, Grandpa Clever.
Thank you, Grandpa Clever. Hi, I'm Jennifer Smart, and I'm here with a Kids Web of the Week. Today is going to be www.kidsites.com/sites-fun/sports.htm. No L. There are lots of cool sports sites on here. And I think it's a great resource if you're doing a report on sports or if you want to get into sports and you want to know more about them. There are a bunch of different sites for different sports. There's Ballparks, which has facts and history, Major League Baseball, NFL, Olympics, hockey, snowboarding. I think it's a really good website. One of the things that I like about it is baseball sites, because I play baseball, and I'm just starting into it again. Again, that's www.kidsites.com/sites-fun/sports.htm. And we'll put that link up on our website.
This portion of the show is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy hosting plans are now more powerful than ever. Best of all, plans start at just $3.95 per month. And no matter what plan you choose, your site receives 24/7 maintenance and protection in the GoDaddy.com world-class data center. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. That's GoDaddy.com. So there's a new bogus email that's being circulated around. I happened to get it a couple days ago. It looks like it comes from eBay. One of the ways I knew that it was false is that I don't have an eBay account. But a lot of people out there may have gotten a similar message and thought, oh, my goodness. Because what it says is that you sold somebody something and you haven't mailed it yet. I'm still waiting for the package to arrive. What happened? Please mail me ASAP or I will report you to eBay. So this person is threatening action against you. They're going to besmirch your good name with eBay if you don't send that package immediately. Well, if you did sell something on eBay, you would certainly know the name of the person that you shipped it to or were going to ship it to. And I'm guessing that it wouldn't be Brittany Everding, which is who this message supposedly came from. It supposedly was forwarded through eBay to me from this user who actually, it says Brittany Everding, and then in parentheses it says Sid Atkinson, which I guess would be the username on eBay. And it comes from the address aw-confirm@ebay.com, or at least that's what it says. It says, respond to this question in my messages, and of course there's a little button that you can push. And of course it comes complete with the eBay logo, with the little trademark, and it's not a trademark symbol. I can't tell what that is, but there's a little circle. It's either a register or a copyright or something, but it's so small you can't tell what it is. eBay sent this message on behalf of an eBay member via my messages. Responses sent using email will not reach the eBay member. Use the Respond Now button below to respond to this message. So, of course, they're telling you only click on the button to respond to this message, because if you responded to aw-confirm@ebay.com, if you cut and pasted that into a new email message to send it, it would go to eBay, right? They don't want it to go to eBay. They want it to go to whoever this other person is or whoever this entity is. And I looked it up online, and yes, it's a bogus thing that can steal. It's like phishing, basically. They want to steal your passwords. I didn't click on it. I know better. but it probably takes you to a page that looks like eBay and says, we need your password, username and password. And then they say, you know, maybe they ask you for something else like your credit card information. But even if they got your password, they could hack into your eBay account and do some damage. So be on the lookout for these bogus eBay emails. If you don't have an eBay account, just delete them and don't worry about them. If you do have an eBay account, just delete them and don't worry about them. They're bogus. I got another one recently from eBay saying you need to update your account information. What account information? I don't have an account with you. Just like all those ones that come from banks I don't have accounts with. Be very careful if you have accounts with these people. If you're in doubt, which you should be when these things pop into your email box, go directly to the URL you usually use to access those sites, whether it be your bank, your credit card, your eBay account, your PayPal account. Go directly to the site, www.paypal.com.ebay.com.citibank.com. Whatever it is, go directly there. If you have any questions, call them on their own toll-free number or send an email from their own site. Never, ever follow a link in one of these emails, because 9 times out of 10 or even more, they are bogus and you must be careful. It's so easy to be tricked. Cyber criminals are surfing into online banks with you to steal your money. There's recently been a move away from stealing usernames and passwords. The new bank stealing Trojans wait until the victim has actually logged into their bank and then just transfer the money out. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new type of Trojan. It's currently number 3 on the list of most common threats. And they're programmed to work with specific online banking websites. It typically arrives in an email with an apparently innocent web link, like an online greeting card. And if you click on it, it downloads an executable that it installs itself in your browser and then waits until you go to your bank site. More reason that you need to keep your virus software in check. Make sure that it scans for these things. When you click on them, it will then give you a message that says, wait, this is a bad thing and you don't want to install this or you don't want to download this. So Panda Software has some great stuff. You want to check them out and make sure that you're protected. Still to come on the Family Tech Show, we have Farzine from HyperOffice on a better alternative to a Microsoft product. You're listening to the Family Tech Show.
Stay tuned.
A technological wonder of the 80s, here's Thomas Dolby with She Blinded Me with Science. She Blinded Me with Science from Thomas Dolby. Born Thomas Morgan Robertson, he was unsuccessfully sued by Dolby Laboratories, the holders of the patent on the Dolby noise reduction system, for using the name. He actually got the nickname Dolby as a teenager from his friends because of his interest in merging music and technology. He now continues that work. He's founded a company called Beatnik, located in Northern California, and they work on enhanced music solutions. On their website, his name is listed as Thomas Dolby Robertson. In 1998, he received a Lifetime Achievement in Internet Music Award from Yahoo Internet Life. I'm Victoria Smart for VIX 80s. Give me a call at 877-VIX-80s to share your favorite 80s music moments. We break for the 80s often. Stay tuned.
Now returning to the Family Tech Show.
Hi, this is Perrin Kaplan from Nintendo, and you're listening to the Family Tech Show.
Give us a call, 1-866-99-FAMILY, that's 1-866-993-2645, and send us an email, radio@familytechshow.com. We also take your quick question or comment by instant message. That's Smart Vic Radio that works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, and Google, and iTalk.
This portion of the show is brought to you by NewHomePodcast.com. Real estate agents finding motivated buyers, families finding the homes of their dreams, all through the power of podcasting. That's NewHomePodcast.com. We're speaking with Farzin Arsanjani, president of HyperOffice. Your business software helps people increase their productivity, get more organized, and communicate more efficiently. Give us the basics on what HyperOffice does.
Sure, I'll be happy to. HyperOffice offers a user-friendly and affordable integrated suite of web-based applications that give very small and growing businesses essential tools to collaborate, communicate, and manage information securely from any internet connection. So some of the key features that are included with this application are business class email. So for all the users who are professionals and are running a business either from home or are consultants and or telecommute, and they need to communicate with other professionals, whether they're customers, partners, vendors, or colleagues, they will have access to professional business class email with virus protection, spam protection, IMAP support, and POP support right integrated into the HyperOffice portal. Additionally, there is full calendaring functions, so shared calendaring. And this is one of those features that sound pretty simple but come in handy pretty much every day. If you are sitting at home and working on a project and you need to set up a meeting with a few people around town or around the country, you can use HyperOffice to set up a meeting, check everyone's schedule, and if they are available, invite them to the meeting. You can set up an agenda for the meeting and link documents, relevant documents, other information to that meeting. And other people who've been invited to the meeting will automatically receive your invitation. You don't have to lift the phone or send an email. So you can set it up that way. You can go back and see who accepted the invitation and who did not. We have document management capabilities, very robust document management capabilities, so that you can store all your information, documents, and proposals online. And that way you will have access to it, again, from anywhere. You don't have to worry about data integrity, about backing up your files and documents, about disk crashes. But more importantly, again, you can collaborate with your customers, colleagues, partners, what have you, all online. If there's a proposal that you're working on or there's a report that you need to collaborate with a customer on, all of that can be done online using a browser.
You've just introduced HyperShare for Outlook. What additional functionality does that add to HyperOffice?
That's a very good question, and it's especially applicable, again, to those professionals who spend a lot of time working from home. What HyperShare does is that it addresses a very important need for Outlook users. Currently, if you use Outlook as a client to manage your contacts, calendars, events, emails, and so forth, as soon as you need to collaborate with another colleague or a customer, you'll have a problem. In other words, if you're using Outlook and your customer or your partner across town is also using Outlook and you want to share a calendar or share contact information with that colleague, you'll have a problem. Your choices at the moment are limited to either getting Exchange, Microsoft Exchange, which is a very sophisticated, complex, and expensive server software to be able to facilitate collaboration between two Outlook users. Well, you'll have to give up Outlook and use a number of other products that are out in the market. And with HyperShare for Outlook, we give Outlook users the option to continue to collaborate and communicate with other Outlook users without the need for an Exchange server or Exchange software. So as a result, you and your colleagues and your friends can continue to use Outlook as your client. You use HyperOffice, and you can share calendars, share contacts, share event information, share documents, obviously. And we give also the obvious added benefit that if you happen to be on the road and you don't want to use Outlook or you don't happen to have your notebook handy, you can just go to any computer with a browser and access your HyperOffice account and continue to do your work.
We're speaking with Farzin Arsanjani with HyperOffice. So with your product, people can be connected anywhere at any time, and everything will always be in sync, whether you're at home or at the office or on the road. It seems to me this would be excellent for any business, but especially helpful for people who telecommute or travel a lot.
That's correct, and especially for those businesses who are growing really fast and don't have the luxury of having a full-time IT staff, a number of servers, software, and a deep pocket for investing a lot of money up front in building a sophisticated IT infrastructure that would give you this kind of functionality.
And so that everyone in a work group has access to them, the documents live on your site. What about security concerns?
Well, we offer a full SSL level security, and this is the highest level security that you can expect. In fact, all banks use the same level of security. So if you're doing online banking, you're using SSL level security. We have a spectacular record in terms of system uptime and system breaches. We've never had any system breaches in the past 7 years. And we offer that level of security. We also give users the option to move some of their critical data offline. If they want to have backups, they can do so and have additional backed up copies and on other types of media, whether it's on a DVD or a CD or on their local hard drive.
You mentioned your product is an alternative to Microsoft's Exchange. What makes it a better option?
Well, probably there are a few items. One is that unlike Microsoft Exchange, there are no software to buy and install and configure. There are no servers to buy, maintain, and configure. So it's a lot easier to just get up and running with HyperOffice than it would be with Exchange. In fact, with HyperOffice, within hours and without requiring a degree in computer science or Microsoft certification, you can get up and running and get your business going. HyperOffice costs a lot less than Exchange, and it's a month-to-month commitment, so it's a pay-as-you-grow type of an arrangement for our customers, so they don't have to make a huge upfront financial commitment. It also provides much better document management capability. In fact, to get the type of document management capability that you get out of HyperOffice, you would have to buy another Microsoft product called SharePoint, which again requires for you to get additional servers and IT expertise and so forth to be able to get that level of document management capability. One additional benefit of products like HyperOffice is the way we deliver the software. So unlike the traditional model that Microsoft has been working with, we offer HyperOffice as a service. And so with that service comes the automatic backup of all the data, comes the remote access to HyperOffice. There are no servers required, no backup devices required, no data security software like firewalls and VPN servers required. And those are all benefits for, again, the small, medium-sized businesses who don't have the luxury of having an in-house IT staff. This frees up a lot of time for them so that they can focus on their business and they don't have to be burdened with managing software, servers, upgrades, and so forth. And also, of course, you know, we offer lifetime support, free lifetime support, free lifetime upgrades, and Microsoft can't offer any of those. I mean, when was the last time you could just pick up the phone and get customer support from Microsoft or buy a product that wouldn't require an upgrade ever?
Can you give us an example of the pricing for HyperOffice?
Sure. The pricing is right around $7 a user a month. And we offer packages that the lowest package is a two-user package, all the way up to, you know, whatever number of users you have. And the price fluctuates, I would say, between $6 and around $9, but it's more weighted towards $7 a user a month.
We're speaking with Farzin Arsanjani. You have a free demo available of HyperOffice, right?
That's correct. This is a fully functional 30-day trial. And customers, prospects can just go to our website at www.hyperoffice.com. That's HyperOffice.com. Sign up for a free trial. We don't require any credit card information. We just require an email, a valid email address, and a valid telephone number. And we offer every free trial prospect a free online orientation. So we have an actual live person who will talk to the prospect to find out how they plan to use HyperOffice, and they'll walk them through their free trial and set it up just the way that would make sense for them.
Can you give us that website address again?
Sure. It's www.hyperoffice.com. And you can also reach us at 1-800-434-5136.
They say that people start to look like their pets after they've been together a certain length of time, or that married couples start to look alike after a number of years. Well, do you think if your computer hangs out with your iPod long enough, it would start to look like it?
No.
No, probably not. But there's a company out there called Logisys Computer that makes cases for computers. And they've just introduced the ePod Soho case. It's not available yet, but you can look at it online at their website at Logisys, L-O-G-I-S-Y-S, computer.com. And it looks like a white iPod. It's got a thing that looks like a click wheel on it with buttons. And it'll be interesting to see if Apple goes after them for designing something that looks too similar to an iPod. So it's an ePod. It's not an iPod. It's kind of cute. It also has a blue light, which, you know, I love. I love the backlit blue thing. Still to come on the Family Tech Show, we give away two T-shirts because we didn't get to do one last hour. And, you know, you can give us a call, 866-99-FAMILY. You're listening to the Family Tech Show.
Stay tuned.
Hey, this is David Lawrence talking about newhomepodcast.com. We've had a bunch of real estate agents and realtors call me and talk to me, send me email, go to the website and talk about newhomepodcast.com. And they say, how do I find out if the zip codes are available in my area? It's very easy. What you do is you go to newhomepodcast.com and you click on the agent login button. There's a big box on that page that says, here, check here to see if your zip code is available. You enter your name, your email address, and what zip code you want to look for, and then we research it, and we send you back an email that tells you if stuff is available. Now, if you reserve New Home Podcast for your zip codes, you not only get exclusive use of our services with me as your host for your podcast, but you also can let others use it as well, and you make a percentage of the fees that they pay. You get a commission. Sound familiar? NewHomePodcast.com is where you want to go for all the details. That's NewHomePodcast.com.
It's night. You have heartburn. You want fast relief. Zantac works fast. When first used, Prilosec OTC works not so fast. Zantac works right when you need it.
Hello, relief.
Prilosec's label says it may take 1 to 4 days to fully work. So, what would you choose?
Estimated time of relief, 1 to 4 days.
Prilosec? Nah. Zantac's for people who hate to wait, especially at night. Use as directed.
Carrot Top here with 1-800-CALL-ATT for collect calls on my call-in show, Talking with the Top. Let's take our first caller.
It's about my boyfriend.
Does he call you with 1-800-CALL-ATT?
Well, no.
Jump him! Look, folks, 1-800-CALL-ATT is free for you and cheap for them. Honey, you need someone who really cares, okay? Like me. Stay in the line. In fact, my assistant will get your number.
Need to make a collect call? Just dial down the center with 1-800-CALL-ATT and save on every call.
Next caller.
This is Jean-Luc.
Next caller!
Savings versus dialing zero with MCI for interstate calls.
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm checking email, listening to iTunes, designing a brochure. I'm a busy man.
Oh, never mind. I was going to ask you to print out that invoice, but it'll take you forever to sift through all those windows.
On its way to the printer now.
How did you do that?
I'm using VertSpace. All my windows are spread out over an area that can be up to 100 times the size of my monitor.
Cool. Where can I get it?
VertSpace.com. VirtSpace.com.
I can't wait to expand my workspace with VertSpace.
And I can't wait till you can find your own invoice.
We're here with Lieutenant Caro Schull, Navy pilot, triathlete, and veteran bullfrog user.
In a triathlon, ordinary sunblocks just were not working for me. It was a real problem until I found Bullfrog.
You have any favorites?
I love the Super Block Lotion. It's SPF 45 and completely waterproof. And the Bullfrog Quick Stick is really handy for spot protection.
No ordinary sunblock can deliver the all-day waterproof protection of Bullfrog. It's the ultimate waterproof sunblock. Use as directed.
That tailgate guy, we all know him. He's the guy whose car is always way too close for comfort. He honks. He flashes his beams. Now, sure, you can teach him a lesson by slamming on your brakes, but you're a safe driver. So you let him pass, hoping that somewhere down the road, a little speed trap is waiting to greet him. You see, you know that it's people like that tailgate guy that cause accidents. Accidents that can raise everyone's insurance rates. At Allstate, they think you deserve to be rewarded for not stooping to his level. So if you've got a safe record, Allstate can save you up to 20% off your auto insurance. Safe drivers cost everyone less. They should pay less. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
For more information, visit your local Allstate agent. Call 1-800-ALLSTATE or click on allstate.com. Allstate, proud sponsor of the 2004 U.S. Olympic team. Discount and insurance offered only with select companies and subject to availability and qualifications. Discount amount may be lower and applies to most major coverages. Allstate Insurance Company and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose the advanced medicine in Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil gives you better relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
For better relief, advance to Advil.
We now return you to the Family Tech Show, already in disarray. Or I mean, already in progress.
Hi, I'm Dave Foley, future star of TV Land, and you're listening to the Family Tech Show.
Give us a call, 1-866-99-FAMILY. That's 1-866-993-2645. Or send us an email, radio@familytechshow.com. We also take your quick question or comment by instant message. That's Smart Vic Radio, and that works on AOL, iChat, Yahoo, and Google iTalk.
If you're a fan of Harry Potter, you're awaiting the release of the paperback version of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, which will occur on July 25th of this year. Well, Scholastic has announced an exciting six-week sweepstakes on their website to give out some prizes, Harry Potter prizes, including some books, and a copy of the deluxe U.S. edition of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince with a book plate that's signed by author J.K. Rowling. They're also offering 30-gig iPods etched with the crest of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. And all six downloadable audiobooks from the iTunes Music Store. If you're interested in this contest, go to scholastic.com/Harry Potter. It begins next Wednesday, March 1st, and runs for 6 weeks. And each Wednesday, you can take part in a weekly online poll, one for each of the books that's been published to date. Each week, the poll will contain a different printable Harry Potter book cover, which you can paste into a downloadable entry form. After you have all six Harry Potter covers, you can mail the entry form in for a chance to win some of these prizes. Just for entering, every participant will receive a Harry Potter bookmark, and all entries must be received by April 24th, and the winners will be announced on May 1st. So again, go to scholastic.com/Harry Potter to enter starting next Wednesday.
Cookies Corner.
Today I'm going to share with you Eight Below. This was a good movie.
We went to see it last weekend, opening weekend. And by the way, they won opening weekend, $25 million, I think they brought in to be the number one at the box office for that weekend. And so we were part of that.
Yes.
We helped them get that money because we went to see it last weekend. It opened, I believe, on Friday. We went to see it on Saturday night. Go ahead.
Yes. It's very sad.
Parts of it are sad, but parts of it are very happy. Take tissues with you when you go to see this movie because, I mean, whether you're a dog lover or not, there are emotions involved in this movie. Can you tell us a little bit about the story? Jerry Shepard. What does he do?
Explorer.
He's an explorer. He runs a dog sled team.
Right.
In Antarctica. So what happens to start off the movie?
He takes the doctor.
A scientist. Who's looking for
a special rock.
It's a piece of a meteor.
Right. And they go on the dog sled, and they go and try to find it.
Can you name the dogs?
Oh, dear. Where's our paper?
No, can you name them from memory? How many are there?
Eight.
Okay.
There's Shadow, Old Jack, Max, Maya,
Dewey and Truman.
Did I say Buck yet?
Nope, Buck.
Buck.
And one more.
And what was the other one?
I don't know. Well, we forgot one. All right, we'll have to look it up. Anyway, there are eight dogs on this team, and they take the gentleman out on his sled.
Sled.
And he almost knows exactly the spot where he wants to look for this rock.
Right.
And then they get a message on the radio.
Saying that there will be a big storm. And then the doctor falls into the ice. And Maya has to get the doctor out of the water. And she takes a rope over to him. And he grabs onto it. And then they pull.
These are very, very talented dogs. They were trained specifically for this movie, but sled dogs are very smart, and they're working dogs, and they love to work. They love to pull things, and they will pretty much work themselves to death if they're not watched. That's why they have to have, you know, a human to take care of them. Obviously, the human is getting them to take the sled anyway, so that's going to go hand in hand. So they pull the scientists out, and they have to get them back to the base, and they get stuck in this storm.
Right.
Then what happens?
They get picked up by the people.
Yeah, they get evacuated because the storm is so bad they have to close the base a little bit early and take everybody out of Antarctica. They have to do what? Which is very sad.
Leave the dogs.
They have to leave the dogs behind. There's no room to take them. And so the rest of the movie, basically they close everything down at this point because of the storm. They don't even bring new teams in because of the weather. And the rest of the movie is about Jerry Shepard trying to get back to rescue his dogs. So during that time, you see the dogs. And what are the dogs doing? First of all, they have to get off their lead, their chain. And then they also have to figure out how to feed themselves and how to survive all by themselves with nobody around in this barren wasteland. So there are some very sad parts, but there's some very happy parts, too.
Yeah. And they catch seagulls.
They catch and
food.
Eat seagulls. It's very interesting to see how they do that.
And it tells you the date and how many days they've been by themselves.
Yes, and it was quite a long time, but we won't give away anything else. How do you rate this movie?
4.5 out of 5 JD.
I thought it was excellent. I really enjoyed it. It's a good movie for the whole family, but just keep in mind there are some very sad parts. Two T-shirt winners we have this hour, Carlos and Mandy. Congratulations. We'll be contacting you for your mailing information and your sizes. If you've missed any portion of the show, go to FamilyTechShow.com for the show notes. And if you'd like to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, there's a button right there, but make sure that you already have iTunes loaded on your computer. You're listening to The Family Tech Show.
Stay tuned.
Welcome to The Family Tech Show, hosted by the Smart Family, Maxwell, Victoria, and for a younger perspective, Jennifer. Listen as they bring you the latest technology from digital cameras and cell phones to computers and home entertainment. The most consumer-friendly interactive content on radio, perfect for businesses targeting today's family, including kids, parents, and seniors. Our listeners are your customers. Call 866-99-FAMILY and we'll create a custom package for your product or service. Come on, be a part of our family.
Navy Lieutenant Paul Montel on why he joined the United States Navy.
I went to an air show, and I was just hanging out with my friends, getting ready to work for this brokerage firm. I said, what do you have to do to be able to do this? After that, I went to a recruiter. Before you know it, my mom's kicking and screaming, and I'm heading off to flight school.
The United States Navy, when the last thing you want is just another day at the office. To learn more, check out Navy.com or call 1-800-USA-NAVY. Navy, accelerate your life.
The following.